This third reading from Krishna book is taken from chapter number 74, the deliverance of Shishupal. So the background to this particular incident is that after the killing of Jarasandha by Bhima, then it was okay for Maharaj Yudhisthira to do the Rajasuya sacrifice. So, when the Rajasuya sacrifice began, there was a preliminary procedure, and that procedure is called Agra Puja. And so now this is where we're picking up, because it was at this Rajasuya sacrifice that Shishupal was killed by Krishna, and Shishupal's spirit soul merged into the body of Krishna. And after that, Shishupal was reinstated in his position as one of the doorkeepers of the seventh gate of Vaikuntha. So here is the section called Agra Puja, Srila Prabhupada says. An important procedure that is the most exalted personality in the assembly of such a sacrificial ceremony is first offered worship. After all arrangements were made for Yudhisthira's sacrifice, the next consideration was who should be worshipped first in the ceremony. This particular ceremony is called Agra Puja. Agra means first, and the puja means worship. The Agra Puja is similar to the election of a president. In the sacrificial assembly, all the members were very exalted. Some proposed to elect one person as the perfect candidate for accepting Agra Puja, and others proposed someone else. The great Acharya Jiva Goswami points out that the members of the assembly were not astonished at the opulence of the sacrifice, since they knew that King Yudhisthira was a devotee of Lord Krishna. Still, the assembly could not select the most deserving candidate for being worshipped. This indicates that many of the Brahmins present were not fully realized transcendentalists, but rather conventional Brahmins, uncertain of the supreme conclusion of Vedic wisdom. Similarly, Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti comments and advises how to understand what occurred in the assembly. The undecided members of the assembly were the less intelligent ones, and not such exalted personalities as Brahma, Shiva, and Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. They all thought, since today no one is asking our opinion, why should we say anything? Moreover, here is Sahadev, who is renowned for his sharp skill in analyzing all sorts of circumstances. He can help appoint the person who is to be worshipped first. Only if he somehow fails to speak or cannot understand the situation, then we will speak up, despite no one's having inquired from us. Having made up their minds in this way, the greatest personalities remained silent. When the matter remained undecided, Sahadev began to speak in favor of Lord Krishna. Now Sahadev is one of the five Pandavas. The Pandavas are Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Bhima, Nakul, and Sahadev. Sahadev said, Lord Krishna, the best among the members of the Yadu dynasty and the protector of his devotees, is the most exalted personality in this assembly. Therefore, without any objection, I think that he should be offered the honor of being worshipped first. Although demigods, such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, and many other exalted personalities are present in this assembly. No one can be equal to or greater than Krishna in terms of time, space, riches, strength, reputation, wisdom, renunciation, or any other consideration. Anything considered an opulence is fully present in Krishna. As the individual soul is the basic principle of the growth of this material body, Krishna is the super soul of this cosmic manifestation. All Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, such as the performance of sacrifices, the offering of oblations into the fire, the chanting of Vedic hymns, and the practice of mystic yoga are meant for realizing Krishna. Are meant for realizing Krishna. Whether one follows the path of fruitive activities or the path of philosophical speculation, the ultimate destination is Krishna. All bona fide methods of self-realization are meant for understanding Krishna. Ladies and gentlemen, it is superfluous to speak about Krishna because every one of you exalted personalities knows the Supreme Brahman, Lord Krishna, for whom there are no material differences between body and soul, between energy and the energetic, or between one part of the body and another. Since everyone is part and parcel of Krishna, there is no qualitative difference between Krishna and all living entities. Everything is an emanation of Krishna's energies, material and spiritual. Krishna's energies are like the heat and light of fire. There is no difference between the quality of heat and light and the fire itself. And Krishna also can do anything he likes with any part of his body. We can execute a particular action with the help of a particular part of our body, but he can do anything and everything with any part of his body. And because his transcendental body is full of knowledge and bliss in eternity, he does not undergo the six kinds of material changes: birth, existence, growth, production, dwindling, and vanishing. Unforced by any external energy, he is the supreme cause of the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of everything that be. By the grace of Krishna only, everyone is engaged in the practice of religion, the development of economic conditions, and the satisfaction of the senses, and ultimately the achievement of liberation from material bondage. These four principles of progressive life can be executed by the mercy of Krishna only. He should therefore be offered the first worship of this great sacrifice, and no one should disagree. Just as by watering the root of a tree, one automatically waters the branches, twigs, leaves, and flowers, or as by supplying food to the stomach, one automatically nourishes all parts of the body, so by offering the first worship to Krishna, we shall satisfy everyone present in this meeting, including the great demigods. If anyone is charitably disposed, it will be very good for him or her to give charity only to Krishna, who is the super soul of everyone, regardless of one's particular body or individual personality. Krishna is present as the super soul in every living being. And if we can satisfy him, then every living being will automatically be satisfied. Now Srila Prabhupada comments, Sahadeva was fortunate to know the glories of Krishna, and after describing them in brief, he stopped speaking. After this speech, all the members present in that great sacrificial assembly applauded, confirming his words by saying, Everything you have said is completely perfect. Everything you said is completely perfect. King Yudhishthir, after hearing the confirmation of all present, especially of the Brahmins and learned sages, worshipped Lord Krishna according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. First of all, King Yudhishthir, along with his brothers, wives, children, other relatives and ministers, washed the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and sprinkled the water on their heads. After this, he offered Lord Krishna various kinds of yellow silken garments and presented heaps of jewelry and ornaments before him for his use. King Yudhishthir felt such ecstasy by honoring Krishna, his only lovable object, that tears glided down from his eyes. And although he wanted to, he could not see Lord Krishna very well. When Lord Krishna was thus worshipped by King Yudhishthir, all the members present in the assembly stood up with folded hands and began to chant, Jai, Jai, Nama, Nama. All joined together to offer their respectful obeisances to Krishna, and there were showers of flowers from the sky. This bhajan is called Gopinath.
Shuna Vishai Durjana Sadakamarata Kichunahi Moraguna Gopina Gopina Amar barasa tumi Tomar charane Loinu sharana Tomar kinkora ami Gopinath Gopinath Kemone shodhibe more Na jani bhakati Karme jadamati Porechi sangsara gore Gopinath 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 Shakali tomara maya Nahi mama bala Gyana sunirmala Swadhi nahe kaya Gopinath Gopinath, Gopinath, Niyata Charane Sthana, Magi Epamarat, Kandiya Kandiya, Korohe Karuna Dana, Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Tumi Tosa Kaliparo Durjane Charite Kandiya Kandiya Tomara Shakati Ke ache papiro aro Gopinath 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 Tumi kripa para para Jivera karane Asiya prapanche Lila koile subistara Gopinath 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 Ami kidoshe doshi Asura sakala Pailo charana Vinod takilo bosi Gopinath 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 Gopinath, 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 Gopinath,